Last Friday, there was a protest at the local office of Homeland Security by people pushing for the abolition of Immigrants and Customs Enforcement, also known as ICE. The government organization that has been responsible for immigration control in the United States for the last 15 years. WOOC correspondent Chris Scully went to report.
Hello, this is Christopher Scully reporting for WOOC 105.3 LP in Troy, New York, at the ICE protest out in front of the United States Department of Homeland Security. There are a number of people here with signs and lots of support from passing motorists. I'm going to go and talk with them and see what they have to say.
My name is Lynette Noonan. I live in Castleton, New York, which is not that far from the Center for Independent Media in Troy.
Excellent. What brings you out here today?
I think the primary thing is the image of children in cages, stories of what is happening to the babies, their parents, toddlers, teenagers. It all seems to me to be unnecessary, and I can't help wondering what is really behind this kind of policy. So I'm here to say I don't think this is right. This doesn't smell right to me. It doesn't seem right or sit right with my understanding of the Constitution and what American principles have stood for over the years. And it just seems like if this doesn't stir Lynette Noonan and these other good people, what in the world will?
My mother's generation fought fascism, and in my view, this treatment of immigrants is a form of fascism. Children are getting numbers, they're being held in cages, they're being charged for airplane tickets to be returned to their families. It's outrageous, and I'm just very tired of it. I try to stand up and express my opinion as much as possible. So that's why I'm here.
I think it's the least I can do with my privilege to come stand outside and hold a sign and stand up for immigrants. I'm a white person, so obviously I'm the descendant of immigrants. And I'm only a few generations removed. My great-grandparents were all immigrants, and they were Irish and Slavic, so it's not like they were particularly desirable immigrants of the time. It was just a different time. I think it's the very least I can do to be here today, and I will be here for the next one, and I will be here for the next one, and the next one, if ICE ever has the guts to be here when we're here, I will be extra here for that one. I can't believe that they just gave themselves a long weekend because a few peaceful protesters wanted to show up and let them know how we feel about them and what they've been doing to families and asylum seekers.
You know, I'm seeing in the community that I live in, raids that are, you know, snatching people up from their families, and you know, people suddenly facing the possibility of being sent to countries that they haven't lived in for decades over, you know, 10-year-old traffic violations. Right, this is a enforcement regime that is designed to terrorize migrants, and it's designed to appease people who want the state to ethnically cleanse this country. It's a white supremacist politics, and it should be unacceptable to anybody who doesn't think that is the country that they want to live in.
Well, my name is Gary Lessard, and I'm here kind of representing Schenectady Neighbors for Peace. I heard about it this morning, so I arrived a little bit late today. I just think ICE, and I think Homeland Security, I think is overkill. I think it's corporate sponsored and corporate driven. I think Homeland Security we don't need it. I don't think we need the ICE organization doing what they do. And I think what we ought to do is open the borders to people and have a regular procedure for people to get into the country. And if they're refugees, you know, let's hear about their situation and give them full consideration as far as getting into the country. And I think we owe it to a lot of countries to provide some refuge for people. And so I'm here to support all those things, and I'm here to especially support the militarization of the whole country against this boogeyman who we're being told is out there trying to get us all the time, throwing rocks at us. And I just don't think the rocks are really going to reach us. I just think this Homeland Security is overkill, and I think it's ICE is overkill, way overkill. And I think the militarization of this country is way overkill. So that's why I'm here.
So a lot of people here are calling for the abolition of ICE, and I think that that's a great place to start. But I think that what really needs to happen is we need to abolish borders and states to allow people to live truly freely.
To support the call to abolish ICE and to end the daily exchanges, because currently ICE offices, police departments, the FBI have been conducting counterterrorism trainings with the State of Israel. And whatever horrendous things they learn over there, they conduct on brown and black bodies in America.
I'm here today to support the abolition of ICE. I came from Guyana when I was a young child in the 90s, and I've experienced a lot of racism. And I'm here to express my feelings as an individual who was an immigrant to stop the discrimination against immigrants. We're human beings. We come here to learn and grow, and we could accomplish so much great things. We're all the same equals as human beings. And just because somebody has a funny accent doesn't give you the right to make fun of them or put them down because you're not familiar with their culture. And we all need to respect each other's culture. We all bleed the same red blood when we're cut.
I'm out here because I've been frustrated with the way in which the national movement has been focused around certain people, people we see as similar to us or people we see as innocents who don't deserve the kind of abuse that they're receiving. I'm here because I believe that, like, no one deserves the kind of abuse that they're receiving in the immigration system. And I was hopeful that this direct action would be something that would call for more than just a specific policy change with, like, the Families Belong Together movement or such as DACA, which is actively meant to exclude people seen as who are devalued and seen as labeled as criminals. And so I'm here because I was hoping that this direct action would be a demand for the abolition of ICE, of the Department of Homeland Security, and of opening borders and including goals of, like, prison industrial complex abolition, the military industrial complex abolition, and, like, I was hoping that's what this would be.
And if you could give a message to the Trump administration in terms of immigration policy, what would that be?
I would say that you were elected to uphold the Constitution. You are violating the Constitution, and you should cease and desist immediately.
Knock it off! You have no right to be doing any of this. Also, there is no immigration crisis. So stop pretending like there is one.
We know that you're just putting on the show. You're not going to fool us. We'll see through your smoke and mirrors. We know that you guys have plans for us, and we're going to have plans for you.
The message would be that they need to abolish ICE and abolish this unfair targeting of undocumented folks on the way that they're tearing apart families. They need to de-securitize Homeland Security and stop turning immigrants and other people into security risks when they're not.
I think I would say try to believe that the people in the United States have better angels, that in of their nature we have base and greedy components, but we also have what Lincoln or whoever it was said were the better angels of our nature. And I would like them, Stephen Miller and all of the other people in the White House, to consider that, that we have an optimistic, brighter, positive, compassionate side, and that we need to call upon that right now, every day.
That was Chris Scully speaking with prosecutors at the Abolish ICE rally last Friday at the local office of Homeland Security.